This is KLCC News. I'm Claude Offenbacher. State Representative Phil Barnhart serves Oregon House District 11. A Democrat, he's been in Salem since 2001. His constituents are in Central Lane and Linn counties, including parts of Eugene and Springfield. Barnhart is hosting three big-issue town halls in Eugene this summer. They will deal respectively with pathways to prosperity, education funding, and global warming. Welcome once again, Phil, to KLCC.
Well, thank you, Claude. It's great to be here.
Before discussing your upcoming town halls, we hear constantly that the U.S. Congress suffers from political polarization. What can you say about how Oregon politics have evolved in the 15 years that you've been in Salem?
Well, Oregon legislature used to be kind of a mess. During two of the sessions that I attended early on, we ran into late August, and there were huge fights over the budget before we actually got the work done. After Senator Jeff Merkley was elected Speaker in 2007, he devised a plan to get us out in late June. We've executed that plan, and we've followed that plan ever since. The legislature is very different from Congress. We are not paralyzed in our work. We get it done.
You've made creating more fairness in the tax system one of your top legislative priorities. You're chair of the House Revenue Committee. Should you achieve an eighth term in November, how do you hope to help bring this about?
We continue to work on closing tax loopholes and on evaluating the tax credits and tax expenditures that we have to figure out whether they actually accomplish the goals that we have for them. It doesn't make any sense to give someone a tax break if the public policy reason for doing that tax break isn't being met. There's no reason to give a tax credit or another tax break if a person was going to act in the way you were trying to encourage them to act anyway.
How are these short sessions in even-numbered years working out? They're relatively new.
Those sessions are turning out to be very valuable for us. We made a number of small corrections in bills that we had earlier adopted that simply weren't going to work the way we had originally planned unless the language got changed. So we made those corrections. Under the old system, we would have had to call a special session, or we would have had to wait for 2 years before we could make the fix.
It appears as if legalization of recreational marijuana will make it onto the ballot in November. Should Oregon voters support it?
The key to any marijuana measure has to be a couple of things. One is the recognition that the war on drugs has failed. The second is it has to put the illegal gangs out of business. The third is we have to have a better system than we have for tobacco to keep marijuana out of the hands of youngsters. If it meets those criteria, then I think it's good, and I hope that the voters will carefully review this measure before they determine how to vote. Also, having a system of proper labeling where people understand what they're actually buying becomes a huge advantage of a system of regulated marijuana use instead of illegal marijuana use. People need to know what they're buying.
We're speaking with Representative Phil Barnhart. He's a Democrat representing Central Lane and Linn counties. Well, let's move on to your Big Issues Town Hall series this summer. Clearly, the topics you've chosen, Phil, must represent some of your own societal concerns. Promoting jobs at a time when some find the middle class to be under economic siege appears to be a focus in the first town hall. Tell us about that.
One of the things that's been happening since about 1975 or 1980 is the slow decline of the middle class in the United States and in Oregon. In the last 15 years or so, every single penny of the increase in productivity in our economy has gone to the top 1%, and most of that to the top 0.1%. The middle class is hollowing out and getting smaller, and their incomes are going down. This is the bulwark of America, and it is really vital that we rebuild our economy in a way that gets middle class jobs back into our system so that people can expect a decent and a good future.
What concerns you the most about education funding, the topic of your second town hall, and what can be done?
There is no substitute for increasing the funding we need. We need to have more teachers in the classroom. We need to reduce class size. Tuition for in-state students at our community colleges and universities is way too high. We've got to give more scholarships. We have got to do a better job so that students get out of school without having huge debts so that they can get on to the next stage of life.
Your third town hall topic is on combating global warming and building prosperity. Can these occur in tandem?
Oh, absolutely. We studied what happened in British Columbia when they adopted their carbon tax. Their economy actually improved. Unlike the comments from some Republicans that tackling global warming is somehow going to tank the economy, that's absolutely backwards. Reducing carbon use actually improves our economy. We will buy a lot less carbon-based fossil fuels from outside the state, and instead we'll invest that money in Oregon, in Oregon jobs, in the development of Oregon's economy, and ultimately the cost of energy will decline if we use renewable systems.
Oregon State Representative Phil Barnhart, he represents District 11. He will host three big town halls this summer, beginning July 21st, touching on the economy and jobs, education, and global warming. Representative Barnhart's presenters include Secretary of State Kate Brown, Nancy Golden, Oregon's Chief Education Officer, and former state economist Tom Petowski. Dates, times, and locations at klcc.org. Thanks, Phil, for joining us.
Thank you very much.
I'm Claude Offenbacher, KLCC News.